KSL's top story this hour, teenagers can be safer drivers by making a simple agreement.
Teens who had a formal agreement were less likely to take risk when driving.
New research is showing parents how to teach safe driving habits. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, this report says parents really can make a difference. Safe Kids Worldwide President Kate Carr says there's a simple way to curb your teen's risk of getting into a deadly crash. Set an agreement, either written or verbal, and then enforce that agreement.
The teen is 10 times less likely to drive after drinking, 4 times less likely to drive distracted, and twice as likely to wear a seatbelt.
Carr says teens also told them they valued any time spent behind the wheel with their parent. This report finds every day in the U.S., 6 teens are killed in car crashes. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, parents can help their teenagers learn safe driving habits.
Our recommendation is that there's at least 50 hours of supervised driving.
New research shows making a simple agreement can go a long way. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more from the KSL 24-hour News Center. Mary?
Amanda, teens who had a formal agreement with their parents about their driving, now either it was written or spoken, they were less likely to take risks when driving.
This means that they're buckling up at a greater rate. They're less likely to speed. They're less likely to drive under the influence of either alcohol or drugs, and certainly less likely to drive distracted.
Kate Carr is the president of Safe Kids Worldwide, which did this new report. She says teens say they also value time behind the wheel with their parent, so they recommend at least 50 hours of supervised driving with a new teen driver. That may be more than what is legally required in some places. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio. Well,